जय श्री श्री राधा कृष्ण गो गोपीनाथ श्याम कुंड राधा कुंड गिरि गोवर्धन की जय। वृंदावन मथुर धाम की जय। मायापुर नवदीप धाम की जय। पुरुषोत्तम क्षेत्र जगन्नाथपुरी धाम की जय। कलिग पावन श्री हरिनाम संकीर्तन की जय। निताई गौर प्रेमानंदे ऑल ग्लोरियस टू असेंबल डिवोटी ऑल ग्लोरियस टू असेंबल डिवोटी ऑल ग्लोरियस टू असेंबल डिवोटी ऑल ग्लोरीज ऑल ग्लोरीज ऑल ग्लोरीज टू श्री राम श्री राम। Maybe everyone can come little closer. I think everyone is scattered. Please come closer. Everyone can just decide. थोड़ा और आगे आ गए। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरये नष्टप्रायेष्वभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवती नैष्टिकी। रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद्भागवतम कैंटो 11 चैप्टर 14, लॉर्ड कृष्णा एक्सप्लेन्स द योगा सिस्टम, टेक्स्ट नंबर 10। धर्मम एके यस्यश्चान्ये कामं सत्यं दमं शमं अन्ये वदन्ति स्वार्थं वा ऐश्वर्यं त्यागभोजनं केचित् यज्ञं तपोदानं व्रतानि नियमान्यमान। धर्मं एके यस्यश्चान्ये कामं सत्यं दमं शमं अन्ये वदन्ति स्वार्थं वा ऐश्वर्यं त्यागभोजनं केचित् यज्ञं तपोदानं व्रतानि नियमान्यमान। धर्ममेके यशश्चान्ये कामं सत्यं दमं शमं अन्ये वदन्ति स्वार्थं वा ऐश्वर्यं त्यागभोजनं केचित् यज्ञं तपोदानं व्रतानि नियमान्यमान।
Thank you.
माताजी विल रीड वर्ड बाय वर्ड ट्रांसलेशन. धर्मम पायस एक्टिविटीज एके सम पीपल यशा फेम च ऑल्सो अन्ने अदर्स कामम सेंस ग्रेटिफिकेशन सत्यम ट्रुथफुलनेस दमम सेल्फ कंट्रोल शमम पीसफुलनेस अन्ने अदर्स वदन्ति प्रोपाउंड स्वअर्थम पर्सुइंग वन सेल्फ इंटरेस्ट वै सर्टनली ऐश्वर्यम ऑपुलेंस और पॉलिटिकल इन्फ्लुएंस त्याग रिनन्सिएशन भोजनम कंसम्पशन केचित सम पीपल यज्ञम सैक्रिफाइस तप ऑस्टेरिटी दानम चैरिटी व्रतानि टेकिंग वाउस नियमान रेगुलर रिलीजियस ड्यूटीज यमान स्ट्रिक्ट रेगुलेटिव डिसिप्लिन. ट्रांसलेशन एंड पर्पज बाय द डिसिपल्स ऑफ हिज डिवाइन श्री भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद. ट्रांसलेशन सम से दैट पीपल विल बी हैप्पी by performing pious religious activities. Others say that happiness is attained through fame, sense gratification, truthfulness, self-control, peace, self-interest, political influence, opulence, renunciation, consumption, sacrifice, penance, charity, vows, religious duties or strict disciplinary regulations. Each process has its proponents. Purport: Dharmam Eke refers to those atheistic philosophers called Karma Mimamsas who state that one should not waste time worrying about a kingdom of God that no one has ever seen and from which no one has ever written. Rather, one should expertly utilize the laws of karma, performing creative activities in such a way that one will always be well situated. Concerning fame, it is said that as long as the fame of a human being is sunk in the pious planets, he may live for thousands of years in material heaven. Kamam refers to Vedic texts like the Kama Sutra as well as millions of modern books that advise one about sex pleasure. Some people state that the highest virtue in life is honesty. Others say it is self-control, peace of mind, and so on. Each viewpoint has proponents and scriptures. Others say that law, order, and morality are the highest good, whereas still others propose political influence as the real self-interest of human beings. Some state that one should give away one's material possessions to the needy. Others state that one should try to enjoy this life as far as possible, and others recommend daily rituals, disciplinary vows, penances, and so on. Om Ajnanatimirandhasya Jnananjanashalakaya Ch चक्षुरुन्मीलितां येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपः कदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकं। नमः ॐ विष्णुपदाय कृष्णप्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदान्त स्वामीनिति नामिने। नमस्ते सरस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देशतारिणे। नमो महावदन्याय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नामने गौरतुषे नमः। हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधो दीनबंधो जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिकाकांत राधाकांत नमोस्ते। तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिये। वांछाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिंधुभ्य एव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादि गौरभक्तवृंद। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण। So in this verse, Lord Krishna is explaining to Uddhava the yoga system. This discussion is going on between Uddhava and Lord Krishna. Very elevated subject matters. And Uddhava is inquiring from Lord Krishna. For our benefit, just like Arjuna was put into kind of dilemma whether to fight or not to fight. And Lord Krishna at that time spoke Bhagavad Gita. And here at this time, when Lord Krishna, he had to go back. He was informed by Brahma and other demigods that he has almost completed his mission of coming to this material world, to this earthly planet, killing so many demonic forces. And now he should go back. That was the request by Brahma and other demigods who had earlier also had come before incarnation. They had requested Lord to incarnate and kill all these demonic people. And Lord Krishna had killed many, many demons. So many Kansa, his all associates, Putana, Agasur, Bakasur, Trunavart, Shakatasur, so many demons, they had come in Vrindavan and they were troubling the simple Brajavasis. So Krishna killed all of them when he was very young. Very small child. That time he killed so many demons. Then he went to Mathura. Mathura he killed so many demons. Kans. Then when he went to Dwarka, there also he was going and fighting with many demonic people. And we'll see in due course of time how that happened. So Krishna is, Krishna has fulfilled his mission on this earth planet, and now it was a time to go back. So that time he saw that his own family members, Yadavas, they were also very big in number. And he had observed some kind of discrepancy amongst his family members, and he thought that this could be another danger to Mother Earth. Because his own family relatives also could cause great disturbance if they don't follow my orders. Whatever teachings I have given, if they don't follow, then it will be a big disturbance in the society. And my very purpose for which I had come, that will be defeated. So he was revealing his mind to Uddhava. Uddhava had come to meet Lord Krishna with great desperation. Because Uddhava was very attached to Lord Krishna. Lord Krishna had sent him on a mission. He had sent him to Vrindavan to give his message. And Uddhava had realized that there is something higher. He was the foremost disciple of Brihaspati. He was very knowledgeable. He was trying to understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead through his knowledge. But then when he understood, when he saw the simple devotion of the gopis, then he understood that this kind of devotion is much more higher than mine. I am trying to understand the Supreme Lord through knowledge. But this devotion of the gopis, they are simple cowherd girls. They are serving the Lord with all their consciousness. And what is their condition? Even the Lord has not come. He has not met them for so many years. But still they are hoping that Lord will come, because he has promised. So that was the condition. He witnessed that kind of level of devotion. And he kind of accepted that within his heart, that yes, this is higher. Usually for the jnanis it is difficult to accept the level of devotion. Sometimes they think that my knowledge is so higher. What is this rituals? Why you are worshipping God in the temple, making garlands, making offerings to the Lord, cleaning the temple? What is the use of all this? Just be absorbed in knowledge, Gyan Marg. So Uddhava was very attached to Lord Krishna. And he wanted to meet him. He wanted to go back with Lord Krishna. He did not want to stay in this material world. So at that time, Lord had to inform him that I had to go back, but you had to stay here in this material world. So that was a very difficult service he had to perform. And why he had to stay there? He told that you stay here in this material world. because sometime my another devotee Vidura will come, and he is my devotee. Krishna remembered everyone. Before going, he was remembering. And you give my message to Vidura. So that was another mission. He had to give that mission that Lord has gone. It was very kind of emotional event. That somebody has left. Somebody is very dear to us, and we have to give that message to somebody who is very much attached to that person. It's a very difficult mission. It's not an easy thing. But Lord Krishna is giving that mission to Uddhava, that you have to give that message. And Uddhava is also inquiring various things, how to achieve the Supreme Lord. And here the Lord is, within these chapters we had seen that how Lord Krishna is guiding. First of all, he explained 24 gurus, then what is renunciation, what are the conditioned living entities and what are the liberated living entities, what is beyond renunciation and knowledge, and how, what is a yoga system. So Lord is trying to give this knowledge so for our benefit, so that we get benefit, because he knows that there are different types of people in the material world, and they are performing their activities according to their faiths, and they are trying to derive some kind of happiness. Everyone is searching for happiness, right? I want to be happy by performing pious activities. There is some kind of happiness because I feel good. I did some yajna, some kind of activity I did. I went to the temple. Right? And I feel good. So even just coming to temple, when you come to the temple of Vishnu, is a higher level. Because it's very difficult to go to the temple of Vishnu, Krishna. One has to have a lot of pious credits. But if somebody comes to temple thinking that, oh, I should get something in return. So that activity also can become fruitive activity. Lord can give that. He knows what we want, what we need. He can give that instantly. But he doesn't give what we don't need. He will give what we need actually. So just by going to temple, meeting devotees, doing chanting, these are all actually transcendental activities. They are on the higher platform. But if our consciousness is not on that level, we are expecting something in return, then those same activities can become fruitive activities. We may get some benefit out of that, but that is not the highest. Or sometimes we may come to temple thinking that I will get lot of knowledge. I should come here and here. Here and here. Come here and here. More and more I want to hear the knowledge. This is such a great knowledge, and I will be able to achieve that highest perfection. Then it may remain on the jnana marg. I want to hear from so and so devotee because he is very knowledgeable. He has such a knowledge stored, and I want to get that knowledge. So that can become kind of jnana marg. But when we come to temple to serve the Lord, I want to serve the Lord. And through that service I will get knowledge and everything whatever is needed. Then that process becomes bhakti ma, devotional process. It is more higher. So here the Lord is giving various types. He is saying that some say that people will be happy by performing pious religious activities. We can see now is the festival of Deepavali. And everyone is so busy worshipping Lakshmi Devi, Lakshmi Pujan. So everyone wants Lakshmi, but not Narayan. So our Parampara Acharyas say that if you worship Narayan, Lakshmi will automatically come. We want only Lakshmi. And that is for our pleasure. That is not possible. Lakshmi is chanchala. She cannot stay at one place. According to our karma, pious activities, we may get some wealth. But if we do not engage that in service of the Lord, Narayan, then it will not remain with us. So therefore, one has to go more deeper and try to understand what Lord Narayan wants to give us. We want some of his opulences. Okay, I want this. I want that. But everything belongs to the Lord. We want to separately take it and try to enjoy. But that will not remain for long. We may think that we are happy by enjoying separately from the Lord. But that may be for some few moments. And again we are in anxiety. Oh, what happened? I lost everything. So therefore, there have been different types of people in this material world. And they are trying to become happy. And Lord is explaining that others say that happiness is attained through fame, sense gratification, truthfulness, self-control, peace, self-interest, political influence, opulence, renunciation, consumption. So we can see that these are the so many methods one is trying to utilize for becoming happy. Some think that okay, by self-control, because there is definitely some higher happiness. Regulation is very much essential. It is not that just by becoming irregular. Some people propound that you do whatever you like and you will be happy, unrestricted. That is also not correct. Because for some time they may become happy, but once they start getting the reactions, they start realizing, oh, that was a big mistake. And especially when they are young youths, they don't realize that. Eat whatever they want, drink. Today's word drinking has become so common. Somebody was telling that people are drinking like water. It's like a water, no? Common thing. It's like a red water kind of thing. So they don't realize that it is going to affect their inner system. Not physically, but it affects the mind. And after some time, it becomes very difficult. And some say that we do everything in control. Thoda thoda. We are in control. You don't have to worry. But slowly they are getting sucked into that. They don't realize that they are being controlled. They think that thoda roj ek half glass. It begins with that. But slowly, slowly that starts increasing. So therefore, one should know. The wise person learns by hearing. One will realize that, oh, this is going to affect me. So better avoid it. Why to unnecessarily pay the big, huge bills afterwards? You know, the same money one can save instead of paying huge bills. People have a tough time getting rid of all these addictions. So, better make life simple. And how to make life simple? By devoting our time to the Supreme Lord. By that way, our life can become very simple. Instead of wasting time, energy, money, getting addicted to so many things and thinking that I am happy. Some kind of intoxication can make me happy. So therefore, when Srila Prabhupada went to Western world, he saw that they are drinking, smoking, and they are saying that it is cool. But how it can be cool when you are drinking fire, smoking fire within the lungs? It cannot be cool. It is burning. But it is showed in such a way that, oh yes, such a nice cool guy. He is a very cool-headed person. But inside what is happening, he is just so disturbed. He doesn't know where he is going. So therefore, this kind of so many myths, so many misconceptions of happiness in this material world are going on. And here, consumption word has come, bhojanam. People want to eat and they think that they can be happy. In today's world, there is various types of consumption. Food consumption, data consumptions. The more you consume the data, you are considered to be more elite kind of person. That earlier, like we remember, my friend was telling that we may need 500 rupees of package, in which you get 500 MB of data for 1 month, 500 SMS, 500 calls. You can make 500 rupees, very nicely packaged. And people buy that, thinking that all my problems will be solved through this, right? We want to solve all problems. And today's world, what has happened? 500, 5 GB every day, right? Not sufficient. So, this is how it is marketed, data consumption. More you consume the data, Jio. Jio, yeah? So, like that. So, therefore, that everything cannot give happiness. One has to realize our happiness does not depend on the material objects. One has to rise above all these material conceptions. One has to go higher. Then only one will realize that there is a higher level of happiness. And therefore now yoga is becoming more famous, right? Why one is performing yoga? Because self-control. Our physically body, we are fit. And then little pranayama and we feel so nice. We go higher. So there is some kind of higher happiness. Srila Prabhupada also explains that why yogis, they control their mind, they control their senses. Because there is some kind of higher happiness. Otherwise, why they would practice so much of austerity? If there is no happiness, why would they perform so many tapasyas if there is no happiness? So some they realize that there is some happiness beyond his material body. And that happiness can be achieved through regulation, by performing some pious activities, disciplinary activities. Then only one can be happy. So they want to achieve that state, that level, by which there is no disturbance, right? But again, there is another defect. Mind cannot remain inactive. Mind cannot remain empty. If one doesn't keep the mind filled with spiritual activities, spiritual thoughts, again it will come down. So therefore, mind has to remain at the higher platform. And that is possible by performing devotional activities. Because devotional activities are not binding. All other activities are binding one to this material world. So therefore, when one performs those devotional activities, when one hears about the Supreme Lord, when one becomes attached to hearing the glories of the Supreme Lord, then one's consciousness remains on the higher level and one gets purified. So therefore, today we see that today is also Narak Chaturdashi. People celebrate, okay, today is the beginning, yesterday was the beginning of Diwali, and nice food they will eat, nice, so many things, dress, and they want to give gifts to each other. But what is this Narak Chaturdashi? What happened on that day? We must try to hear. Then our mind will become more clear, and it can become more purified, and will make a lot of progress. Will realize what is the importance of these days. So Narakasur, also known as Bhaumasur, was the son of Dharitri, Mother Earth. And when Varahadev had lifted Mother Earth, at that time Narakasur was born, Bhaumasur was born. And he was a nice person, because he is son of God, son of Krishna actually. But what happened? He had bad association of Banasur. He had a bad association of Banasur, and because of that, he became demonic. He developed all those demonic qualities, and he was disturbing, troubling people, and in fact, what he did, he stole the earrings of Mother Aditi, and then he stole the umbrella of Varuna, and he won mountain, playground of demigods, Mani Parvat. He stole that from there, and he was trying to enjoy that. And he had kidnapped 16,100 princesses from all parts of the universe. And he had kept them at a place called as Pragjyotishpur. Pragjyotishpur. He made that place so much difficult to approach. On all four sides there were forts, then water canals, the water, fire, air, all these kind of substances he used to fortify that place. So that nobody can enter that place. And there was electrical wiring. Mura, demon, He had made electrical wiring so that anybody comes there, they'll get killed immediately. So, in that way, he had made that place so difficult to conquer, difficult to approach. And he had kept all these princesses there, and they were suffering there. So Lord Krishna knew that such kind of things are happening, and I had to rescue them. So once, Satyabhama, she was requesting the Lord that I want this Parijata flower. And Lord had taken her to this place. And this story happened today, many, many years before. So Lord Krishna went along with Satyabhama at this place. And he saw that it was all fortified with so many mystical things and electrical wiring and everything. So with his club, he demolished all those forts. Those forts were on all four sides of the city. He demolished first everything that. Then there was water canal. Then there was unmanned weapons. There were weapons, but nobody was there. These weapons were kept. So Lord Krishna used his arrows to remove that. He killed, he just removed all those weapons. Then there was water, fire, air, anila gas substance, some kind of chemicals he was using, so that anybody tries to enter, they will get suffocated and they will die. So then Lord Krishna uses disc weapon to remove that, all that kind of thing. Then when he saw that Mura demon, one demon was there, Mura, he had created electrical wiring, and all his mystical things he had kept. So Krishna used sword to remove all that. So in that way, everything was, all this outer covering was removed. And this Mura demon was thinking that nobody can come here. So much security, so much kind of, they had made all these coverings. Who can come? So what he was doing, he was sleeping in water. Usually we use water to wake up somebody. Right? Somebody sleeping, we throw water in so that person can wake up. But he was sleeping underwater. So you can imagine what kind of power he had. So when he heard some kind of disturbance around, that he was, all these mystic things was disappearing. So he got disturbed and he came out of that water. And he saw that, who is there? Who is creating disturbance here? So he saw that here the Supreme Lord is there on Garuda along with Satyabhama. It appeared like a black cloud with lightning around the sun. He saw that. He saw the Supreme Lord. But his consciousness was not pure. He thought that, who is this person disturbing me? So he thought that he is my enemy. Although he is a Supreme Lord, but because his thought process was that he is my enemy, he saw him as enemy. And he wanted to attack the Supreme Lord. So he was trying to attack the Supreme Lord. But what Lord did? Lord sent his Sudarshan Chakra. First he sent his arrows to kill so many, he cut his so many armies and all. and he had 5 mouths, and he shouted so loudly that it went to the end of the universe and it reverberated from there. So much power here. But Lord, Supreme Lord, he just killed him by his Sudarshan disc, and then he was killed. So this Mura demon was trying to protect this city on behalf of Narakasur. Then Narakasur got disturbed because he saw that, oh, this Mura is also a demon and there is some disturbance. So now Narakasur came in the battlefield. He came with lot of elephants. He had maintained lot of elephants, and these elephants were created from the milk ocean, it is said. And he had tamed all those elephants. And these elephants came. He came along with 11 Aukshani soldiers. So many soldiers he brought. Elephants, horses, and so many people, soldiers on the foot. So they all came thinking that they will kill the Supreme Lord. And they started throwing their weapons. So Lord Krishna was easily removing all their weapons from their hands, and he was killing them. He sent his ultimate weapon called as Shatagni. Shatagni weapon he sent, thinking that he will now kill the Supreme Lord. But Supreme Lord, he uses arrows to remove all. He just, because of Krishna's arrows, all the weapons were demolished, and all these soldiers, so those who were on the battlefield, they were killed instantly. There were like a piles of hands and legs and thighs and heads. All they were just like killed within no time. So in this way, all those people got killed. And then Narakasur threw his spear at Garudadev. Because Garudadev was, what he was doing, Garudadev, because of his wings, because of his beak and nails, he was disturbing all the horses and elephants. So he threw his spear at Garudadev. But Garudadev was so powerful, it appeared like he's throwing garland at him. And nothing happened to Garudadev. And then he invoked his trident. He wanted to kill the Supreme Lord with his trident. So at that time, Satyabhama was with Lord Krishna. And Krishna knew that without the permission of Mother Bhumi, he cannot kill his own son, because he was actually ultimately son of Bhumi, Bhaumasur. So he wanted the permission. And Bhumi Devi is said to be the expansion of Satyabhama. So at that time, Satyabhama immediately told the Supreme Lord, oh, just kill him now. So as he was raising his trident, immediately Lord Krishna sent a Sudarshan disc. And before he could raise that trident, his head was cut and it fell on the ground. So in this way, Narakasur was killed. Jai Sri Krishna Bhagwan ki jai. So Narakasur was killed on this day by Krishna Sudarshan disc. And then Mother Bhumi approached the Supreme Lord. She came and started offering prayers to the Supreme Lord. Namo Pankaja Nabhaya, Namo Pankaja Mali, Namo Pankaja Netraya, Namo Pankaja Angri. similar like that of Queen Kunti, but it was offered many, many years before. So she started offering various prayers to the Supreme Lord, that how Supreme Lord has lotus-like navel, his garland is of all lotuses, his eyes are like lotus, his lotus feet are engraved with lotuses. So in this way, she was offering prayers. And she returned the earrings of Mother Aditi, which was stolen by Narakasur, and the umbrella of Varuna, and the playground of demigods, Maniparvat. All that was stolen property, they returned to the Lord. And then Lord saw that all these 16,100 queens, princesses, they were kept captive there. So they were so happy to see the Supreme Lord. And they prayed to the Supreme Lord that we want to become your wives. And in that way, there was a system that is somebody, unmarried girl is touched by somebody, nobody will marry her. So in that way, nobody was going to marry so many girls. So Supreme Lord decided to marry all of them. And in that way, he protected everyone. And he sent them to Dwarka. So in this way, we can see that today is very wonderful day. Where the Supreme, on which on this day Supreme Lord had killed Narakasur, and he married so many princesses, he returned the earrings, he brought it Parijat flower for Satyabhama. Satyabhama, she desired that she wanted this Parijat flower because she had seen that Rukmini also has Parijat flower. So she also wanted to have. So within this one mission, within this one activity of going to Indraloka, killing the demons, giving the Parijat tree and marrying so many, Krishna fulfilled so many activities. So in this way, we can remember these stories and pastimes and pray to the Supreme Lord that our soul is also made captive. Hare Krishna. Jai Shri Shri Radha Gopinath Ki. We are also in this material consciousness. We are suffering in this material world. And we need to get liberated. And who can liberate us? The Supreme Lord. He comes. When we pray to the Supreme Lord, He will come and help us to become liberated from this material consciousness. And then we can achieve the highest consciousness. Hare Krishna. Grantra Srimad Bhagavatam. Hare Krishna.